This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, we're going to talk about privilege coming up in the next hour here. Set your dial for hour three coming up in a little bit here because talk about a couple of things that are going on where a comedy festival charging more if you're white, especially if you're a dude, because you're a white male, you get to pay more to go in the door. And I think that's, you know, somebody's got to challenge that. And then there's a new app out there that'll, you know, when you divide up your check at dinner. Yeah. If you're a white dude, you pay the majority of the check. Yeah. It's called, what's that thing called? What's this app called? I'll come up with it for you. Equipay. Yeah. We'll get to that in the next day. Just set your dial for that. That'll really turn you on to get you rolling through your Friday. Let's start with this, though. A wind turbine located in Huron County collapsed during the storm, during this winter storm that brought the wind and snow. The cause of the collapse is unclear, they say. I found this on MLive. The Exelon Corporation turbine located near Gagetown and Richardson Roads in Oliver Township. Oliver Township Planning Commission Chair Brian Dickens lives about a third of a mile from the damaged turbine. It's not damaged. It's in pieces. It's shredded. It looks like a 747 that, you know, that augured into the ground at 500 miles an hour. I'm not going to speculate. It was just a mechanical failure, he said. Well, gee, if the wind blows too much and there's snow on the things and they get out of balance because there's snow and ice on a turbine, is that going to bring these things down? And I can tell you, you know, there's a pickup truck in this one picture here that looks like an ant compared to this pile of twisted metal and so forth. They're lucky somebody didn't get killed or a building didn't get destroyed. They say, and it happened at 5 in the morning, they say the nearest home is about a third of a mile away. Dickens says the zoning ordinance we have in place prevented anything from happening to anybody or anything. The problem is we're putting up these turbines all over the place. You're going to have failure, a catastrophic failure like that. I don't know how often, but obviously not a good thing. But take that bit of knowledge and add it to this. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, have now confirmed what many in the energy world already knew. Without government support or high taxes, green energy will never be able to compete with conventional, more reliable power sources and power plants. That was released just yesterday. MIT has determined that conventional energy would be and will be consistently less expensive than green energy for the next decade and probably considerably longer. The study concludes that the government could only make green energy competitive by offering enormous, their word, not mine, enormous amounts of taxpayer support. That means green energy can't work unless you tax basically everything. The study confirms that green energy can only work when energy prices are extremely high and require government support. Projections from the International Energy Agency estimate that developing wind and solar power just to be sustainable and have any impact globally would cost in excess of $16 trillion in the next 12 years. More than $16 trillion in the next 12 years just to be sustainable. Windmills, here's a quote. Windmills, solar panels, and ethanol could not compete with coal, natural gas, and oil without mandates and subsidies, even when the price of the conventional fuels was relatively high, says Myron Ebel, director of the Center for Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He shared those thoughts with the Daily Caller. Now that prices for fossil fuels have plummeted, very little renewable energy capacity will be installed, and thus the mandates and the subsidies are raised even higher. Even higher. That means more tax dollars. Because oil is more affordable now, and coal is more affordable, and natural gas and so forth. So in order for these, for the pursuit of windmills and turbines like the one that collapsed in Huron County, solar panels and all of that, it'll require a lot more of your tax money. The MIT study also noted that solar and wind power are more than twice as expensive as natural gas, and tax on carbon dioxide emissions could increase electricity prices enough for green sources to compete. Even environmental groups such as the Sierra Club are increasingly worried that cheap energy will make the case for green power much, much weaker. That's from MIT. And they understand what's going on. And what's going on is we're getting a sham here. By the way, from the National Bureau of Economic Research, critics also say that carbon taxation disproportionately harms, surprise, the poorest members of society. No kidding. You mean if electricity prices go up, Steve, the people that can least afford it get hit the hardest? That's kind of the way it works, boys and girls. That study by the NBER found that a carbon tax would double the tax burden on the poorest households, making it effectively impossible to have both a carbon tax and a living wage. A tax on all man-made greenhouse gas emissions would make the tax burden on the poorest households three times greater than those that are in upper incomes, at least three times greater. Only four nations actually have carbon tax today: Ireland, Sweden, Chile, and Finland. The largest economy to ever have a carbon tax, Australia, repealed it in 2014 over the concerns that it was deeply harming their economy. Australia is getting destroyed. No country taxes carbon dioxide emissions at the levels deemed necessary to substantially mitigate global warming by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from the United Nations. And there you have it. And there you have it. So from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, saying, unless you tax the daylights out of everybody for everything, this notion that windmills are going to power the world, you know, it's just not, it doesn't work that way. And windmills are never going to power an 18-wheeler down the highway through Nebraska or Montana or through the UP or freight trains down the tracks on solar panels. It's not going to work that way. So we might as well find a way to make it work better with what we have great abundance of, don't you think? Why squander the tax dollars and get little return? Maybe we should invest that into different things like infrastructure, like roads and bridges. Just an idea. Just an idea. Straight ahead, speaking of enjoying ourselves with fossil fuels, how about a little race day at Michigan International Speedway? Our good friend Roger Curtis will join us here on the program in just a moment. It's Free for All Friday on the Steve Gerber Show.